Lawsuit: Texas wants Planned Parenthood to repay $17 million in Medicaid funds. By Amy Furr on August 15, 2023. The state of Texas wants Planned Parenthood to repay millions of dollars in Medicaid reimbursements, upsetting the abortion business that may be hit with more fines. The lawsuit pertaining to the issue could be the first of its kind brought by a state against the organization, the Associated Press, AP, reported, noting a hearing was scheduled for Tuesday with U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek. Kaczmarek recently put access to the most common method of abortion in the U.S. in limbo with a ruling that invalidated approval of the abortion pill mifepristone, the outlet continued. The case now before him in America's biggest red state does not surround abortion, which has been banned in Texas since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. But Planned Parenthood argues the attempt to recoup at least $17 million in Medicaid payments for health services, including cancer screenings, is a new effort to weaken the organization after years of Republican-led laws that stripped funding and imposed restrictions on how its clinics operate. At issue is money Planned Parenthood received for health services before Texas removed the organization from the state's Medicaid program in 2021. Texas had begun trying to oust Planned Parenthood 4 years earlier and is seeking repayment for services billed during that time. According to the AP report, the Texas lawsuit was brought for the Federal False Claims Act, noting the lawsuit was announced in 2022 by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. In January 2022, Paxton slapped the Planned Parenthood Federation of America with a lawsuit in an effort to recoup millions of dollars the abortion business received via the state's Medicaid program after it was defunded, Breitbart News reported at the time. Related video: White House calls abortions in military a sacred obligation. Specifically, Planned Parenthood received reimbursement from Texas Medicaid to which it was not entitled. Planned Parenthood knowingly and improperly avoided its obligation to repay money owed to the Texas Medicaid program, the lawsuit states. Planned Parenthood performed the second highest number of abortions ever while also experiencing record high revenue during its 2021 to 2022 fiscal year, Breitbart News reported in April while citing the organization's annual report. The abortion giant performed 374,155 abortions, according to the report, titled Relentless. That number is down from 383,460 abortions the previous year, which is the highest number recorded in the history of the organization. Planned Parenthood is estimated to perform approximately 40% of abortions in the United States. Watch, Gross. Abortion activist with red stain on crotch lies in front of Supreme Court. Planned Parenthood also raked in $1.9 billion in revenue for the year ending June 30, 2022. And the outlet noted $670.4 million of which came from taxpayers in the form of government health services reimbursements and grants. It is important to recall that in July 2016, Breitbart News highlighted the fact the pro-life group called the Center for Medical Progress, CMP, released a video on the first anniversary pertaining to its unmasking of Planned Parenthood's abortion business. The videos from the previous year revealed the organization's apparent practices of selling the body parts of babies at aborts on the open market and altering the position of babies during abortions in order to harvest their most intact organs, the article said. The report also explained the CMP video clips changed the national debate about abortion by featuring discussions and negotiations with high-level Planned Parenthood medical directors and executives, who eat lunch and drink wine while haggling over prices for fetal organs.